is so unreal how to fathom it.
Yeah.
Just the awe of what he did is just...
Jesus.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and the revelation and knowledge of him. And I would have to say that blood. I pray that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, which is us.
Hallelujah.
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
Mm-hmm.
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all the rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Thank you, Lord. Does everybody receive that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's fall in prayer, brother.
Jesus, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, this day for your goodness to us. We thank you, God, for this assembly gathered here this morning, Lord, to receive the blessings of the Lord, to receive instruction from the Lord this morning, in Jesus' name, to receive the word of God into our hearts this morning, in Jesus' name. Give us the spirit of wisdom and not of fear. Give us revelation, knowledge, and understanding of the word of faith and authority of the believer that we may be able to operate the ministries that you've given all of us. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Who are we this morning? Praise God. We're the body of Christ.
Right.
We're the church of the living God.
Amen.
We're the Israel of God.
Yes. Right. Walking in his authority.
Walking in his authority, yes. Praise the Lord. Full of faith.
Amen. And I'm sick of not having things happen the way that he wants it to happen.
Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Praise
Thank
God.
You.
All right, praise the Lord. We're in the book of Acts.
Thank you.
Amen.
Somewhere in the book of Acts.
Somewhere.
Brother Monty, I don't want to digress or anything. This is a question I wanted to ask you, okay? Could those two guys that, whatever, the apostles, when Jesus ascended up to heaven, okay, and these two guys stood around and said, why are you looking up into heaven? You know, that same Jesus is going to come down, you know, in like manner. Could those two guys right there, because those two guys were at the tomb when Jesus, man, was resurrected. Those two guys could have been the angels, man, that were on Sodom and Gomorrah when they went to Sodom.
Could have been.
Could those two guys be the two witnesses? Ooh.
Well,
it doesn't say they're men.
Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, Moses wasn't born yet.
No, but
and neither was Elijah.
But what was it? Could, it doesn't never say that it was Moses or Elijah, though.
No, but it couldn't hardly be the
it's
same.
The two candles, the two olive trees.
Yeah, but I know, but you can't, you know, Moses hadn't been born yet, neither had Elijah. No. So if either one of those is Moses and Elijah, he couldn't have been there at Sodom and Gomorrah.
But what if they're not two men?
Well, then they're not the two witnesses.
Because, see, the Holy Ghost and everything, man, you know, it's taken out. So, really and truly, they could be angels.
The two raptured witnesses? You can't kill an angel.
Unless
you
God
can't kill an angel.
Unless God allowed it.
No.
It's just a question.
You can't kill an angel. You
just a question.
They can't. They're.
I was looking into that, and I was like, something happening here. If God is pinpointed, you know, there don't have to be a lot of scripture backing that up.
Let me read the Acts. Acts 1 and 10. It said, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Mm-hmm.
Which all said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into the heaven.
See, they're witnesses. They're witnessing everything that's happened. They witnessed his resurrection.
Yeah.
They witnessed this, Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you look up the two olive branches, and what it means, it's the two that stand before the Lord day and night.
I know. Sodom and Gomorrah?
I would say they could have been them too. They had to witness what was going on, and they're the ones who...
They were angels. They were not humans.
I know. These two right here are angels too.
But you know...
But they, even though it says they're men, you know, I would say...
I know, but...
Okay. We'll continue this on the Monday night discussion.
I'm sorry. I just had to ask him. You know,
I know.
He's killed me for the last week.
Let me tell you one thing I like about him. He really takes you deep. Then you're going to stay
served. That is good.
Not stand around him, you're going to stay served. You have to go deep.
Okay, let's go on to chapter 3. Let's go to chapter 3, praise the Lord here.
Amen.
Now, Peter and John, I know they were men. They were. I know who they were. Ain't no doubt about that.
We just took your blood in communion, here you are throwing jokes.
Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Those people were devoted to that man to do that daily.
That is true. That's absolutely right. Now here, this is curious now. This man apparently was there when Jesus entered in and out of the temple. Apparently, Jesus entered in and out of the temple several times, walked right past this man, mm-hmm. and didn't do anything.
He was saving it for Peter.
Come on.
Yeah. He was leaving some seed.
Ain't that something? I thought the same thing.
And that's amazing. To think that Jesus walked right past this man various times. He had to have, according to this, he had to have. And it wasn't until Peter and John came along with it. Of course, this was their first miracle. Peter and John, this was their first
miracle. But they laid him there daily. They were expecting daily. Something to happen.
Well, they expected
him to get money.
They expected him to get money.
Yeah, but I believe too that they, you know, they may have hoped for a miracle to happen for him.
They
didn't care about the money after he got healed.
Yeah,
their money source was taken.
I've seen a lot of these folks at the courthouse.
Yeah,
and they expect to get money. They expect to get money, and they were there just about every day when I would go past them.
That was their work. That was their job.
That was their means of livelihood. They were there in wheelchairs and various, and they expected to get money, and people did give them money. I gave them quite a lot of money over the years. I thought about this. I wish I could do for them like Peter and John did for this guy. I mean, you know.
I mean, we're going to shift. It's coming. That's going to come in our
form. Amen. Glory to God, sister.
God's Spirit is going to come upon
a
group of people.
We receive that.
That's going to just speak the name.
We receive it. We receive that. The name of Jesus. Yes, amen. Glory to God.
It's going to be like that guy. What's his name? Azusa Street. He just prayed over people, man. It didn't matter if they were deaf, didn't have arms, their broke legs or whatever. Everything was healed.
And we need that now. We're not going out of here like a can of crap. We're in time, church. We're not going to end like a can of crap.
Amen.
We're going to experience.
Amen. Praise God.
That's good.
All right. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked, not for healing now. Mm-hmm. He said, can you spare me a dime? Yes. Can you spare me a dollar?
Yes.
You know, can you help me out here a little bit? Now, Peter, you know, this is, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Now this is another curious statement that I had never even really thought about until somebody mentioned this last week in this class. I'm not sure, I don't remember who mentioned it, who brought it up. But in this class, in verse 44 of the previous chapter, it says, and they all believed, they all that believed were together and had all things common and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men and as every man had need. And we read in the next chapter there that they laid them at the, they laid everything at the apostles' feet. They sold everything they had and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now Peter and John ain't got any money.
Dead broke.
Now, this is curious. Where'd all their money go? What happened to their money?
Let me tell you, those men were so excited about the supernatural. Money didn't faze them. They probably had gave it to, had given it out to people. You know, I told you, I have heard people in this generation, when they got saved, I had a relative, when he got saved, he was so happy. I mean, he was, he took his whole vehicle out and shook it on the altar, his credit, everything. And the people said, at least take your credit card, man. You know, they kept the money, but take the, I mean, he shook the whole, I'm like, what is going on here?
Before I got married, I used to do the same thing. If I had $400 in my pocket, I'd pull it out and give it to Perry Stone or whatever I was at, I'd just give it to him.
Yeah.
Before I got married.
So I can understand what, now I didn't do that when I got saved. When I got saved, I was happy. I was a happy camper. But I didn't empty my purse.
No.
I mean, you know, my purse was saved. My purse, but I didn't pick my purse. This guy picked his billfold up and just shook everything in there out. I mean, and just walked away. He was just so happy to.
Now, here's something that, you know, this has always mystified me about this early Jerusalem church. It almost seems like that they didn't quite understand the concept of sowing and reaping.
They didn't. They was the front runner. They didn't. Didn't have the whole 66.
That's right.
They didn't have the whole 66 books like.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
To get weapons and to get
that is true.
They didn't have all this.
That's true.
I mean, they're just coming at them so fast and.
That's true.
And, I mean, but we got time to study, to go over and do this. And
they had a zeal of God, but not necessarily according to knowledge all the time. But
not on finances.
Not on finances. That's right. Not on finances.
They had money. They had something. They said, we ain't got silver and gold. But
I know it.
But remember Jesus. I guess they look back at Jesus. Jesus didn't walk around with a pocket full of money, but he was able to feed 5,000.
That's true.
But he wanted to.
That's right.
I mean, he had the means.
Yeah.
He knew how to. And he didn't have tax money, but he told him to go down there and the first fish you catch.
Did Jesus sow and reap?
Huh? Yes. He sold his whole life.
No, did he sow finances though?
Yeah, he sold finances. Because he told Peter, he said, and you know he had to sow finances if he sit there and watch how he made it.
He also sold the fish and the food and everything. He sold that. You know,
yeah, and he sold finances.
He sold everything.
He certainly taught us to do it. He certainly taught us to do it in his parable.
He practiced what he taught them.
And he said, you know, this everything about the kingdom of God is sowing and reaping.
And he said, unless a seed go down, somebody's death. He said,
yeah.
Unless a seed go down and
that's
down
right.
And die.
That is true, Sister Mary.
It can have life.
That is correct. He did.
So he sowed his whole life. When you give your whole, he gave just like this lady with the mic. She gave everything. He gave everything. Then he sowed. Oh, yes. He sowed big time. Money, I mean, everything.
That's true.
Because when he told him to go and do when it was at the Lord's Supper, he told him to go out and do it quickly. They said, oh, you must be telling him to go out and give some money to the poor.
Yeah.
So he sold.
That's true. We know that based on what that scripture you just quoted, we know that Jesus did give to the poor.
He did.
He did give to the poor.
And even when the lady was washing his feet, he said, they were saying, now we could give that and we could give it to the poor, they could have a whole lot. He said, no, this is not for the poor, this is for me.
The poor you'll always have.
The poor you will always have.
That's a good point, absolutely.
But this, is for me, for my belt.
Yeah. Amen, that's true. All right, let's go on a little further here.
Amen.
And in the name...
Vermont, let's back up here.
Okay.
Now, we have it a little backwards. We have finances and things. But not a, we don't have a full understanding of the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
But we want balance to it.
We've got to have balance, sister.
We want to know the
we've got to have some balance,
Jesus, and what it would do, and have, and then we want to have money too.
That's right.
You know, the realization came to me that everything belongs to Him anyway. All money belongs to Him. My house belongs to Him. My cars belong to Him.
Your body,
my body belongs to Him.
You've been bought with a price.
My girls belong to Him. My wife belongs to Him. Everything I own, I don't. I don't own nothing.
No, that's true.
It's His.
That is true. That's true, brother. You're right about that.
Yeah. So I need to treat it, man, exactly the way He would want me to treat it, along with my finances. It belongs to Him anyway, so I need to give to the gospel and spread it. And He's going to give me whatever I need, man, to keep going, to keep doing the same thing, or increase it, so I can do more. Because I got a yearning, man, for these elderly ladies out here, man. I've been trying my best to help as many as I can. But I need finances to help them, because there's a lot of elderly ladies out there, man. They don't have families to help them on anything. But that's...
All right, let's go on. Let's go on to verse 7 here.
Okay. We're in the book of Acts, Acts 3rd chapter.
Acts 3 and 7.
For the people that just came in.
That's right. He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength.
Mm.
And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Now here's a double miracle right here.
Yep.
Not only was he healed, but also he had never walked. He was lame from his mother's womb.
You know, he had toothpick legs.
He had toothpick legs. He didn't know how to walk.
Nothing.
You know, a child has to learn how to walk.
That's right.
You got to learn how to balance.
Yeah.
You know.
Jump.
Then this person instantly.
That's when they had to pick him up. Yeah.
He instantly knew how to walk.
That's right.
Well,
this is a miracle. This is a double miracle.
And jump.
Not only was he healed, yeah, yeah, that's right. But he could leap and run around. He didn't have to learn to walk.
That's right.
I guarantee you, if you're born lame from and all of a sudden you're healed or whatever it is that your problem is, you still got to learn to walk.
But if you have surgery.
That's right.
You got to learn all the way around.
That is true.
And learn all over.
That's right. That is correct. That is absolutely right. That is absolutely correct.
So that's, I hadn't seen that, but that's another miracle.
It is. It's a double miracle. Absolutely a double miracle. Because he had toothpick legs, and he'd never stood on his legs, and he didn't know how to walk. And he all of a sudden just instantly knew how to walk.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's...
See?
Yeah.
Hey. I just don't see, you know, like I taught my class when I was teaching this one time. I just don't see this man healed. This man was changed from the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, if I get legs, just think about it. If you get the legs and can walk, the first thing people are going to do is go where they've been wanting to go all the time. They probably wanted to go to the bar, or wanted to go this, or want. But this man went to church.
Yeah.
He went into the temple.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That let me know he's really changed. He went in there witnessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That ain't the first place you go when you get legs. I mean, come on now. When you get your legs and things, I ain't going to church. I'm going somewhere else.
And religion didn't like it.
Huh?
And religion didn't like it.
No, they Lord, remember, you think the temple, the people in the temple, the church people would have been rejoiced.
Yeah, God help us. That is the truth.
But he got salvation too. He gave them a name. No other name can you be saved.
That is true.
They gave him a name that was above all other names.
Yeah.
You know, like when we were teaching on the name, the word of prayer, we said the name, people, we use it mostly at the end of prayer, in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
We don't never use it really to get somebody healed.
Come on.
We don't give them.
No, no.
We have used that name so much in just prayer.
Yep.
And don't get it twisted. He told us to use it in prayer.
Sure, sure, sure.
But we've dumped it down.
But we have limited that name.
Come on. That's right.
Today.
Yes, ma'am.
We hadn't just said, hey, in the name of Jesus, you be healed.
That's right.
I give you, he said, I ain't got seven gold, but I got a name.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. And I give you that name.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he had.
Yeah.
Do we really know what we really have?
Yeah.
You know, these are the same disciples that were crying when Jesus said, I'm going to go away. They're like, oh, Lord, let you go. Oh, God, we've been, oh, I mean, they were whining. Jesus said, listen, I got something better coming for y'all. They're like, oh no, what could be better than you? You can't leave us now. We've been with you all our life. No, we've given up everything. I mean, they were whiny. These don't look like the same little whiny disciples.
Power.
Because they received the power. They received the Holy Spirit. And they went, ooh, we got something better than we had when Jesus was walking around here with us. We got something in us.
That is so wild.
This is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
Mm.
And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him.
You know, it reminds me of that lady down at Kilpatrick's church down in Mobile, Alabama. You know, she was in a wheelchair for 18 years. You know, her back was broke. And they did about that right there. They took her by the hands and lifted her out, and she immediately started walking and stuff. Her back was completely healed. She had walked in 18 years. She's preaching down there right now. Yeah, I saw it on video.
I'm sure they got people's attention.
Yeah, big time. Okay. I mean, it was huge.
Okay.
It was huge. This happened about, 4 years ago, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Okay. All right, I want to read a couple more verses here, and then I'm going to close with that. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. All right, so there you go. There he is. Peter once again put the blame right where it belonged.
That's
on
right.
The Jews, not the Romans.
Come on now.
Pilate was a Roman, and he was determined to let him go, but the Jews wouldn't hear it. Okay.
That they were actually going to riot if he had done it.
Yeah, that's true. That's correct. All right. God bless you.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to let you know Mary Ward has had her operation, and it went fine. She's back at home.